Bearded Iris, to you I gave the leftover places, with no thought of light or shade, and when I tore your brown parts off, it was only for looks, not for any gardener's purpose. Through hot days, all I knew were your razored edges and your gnarled rhizomes, poking like bones from cracked soil. I planted and divided only from reluctance to waste any gift, no matter how carelessly bestowed. Yet in this second winter, you give more than ambivalence deserves. Again and again, in the rain and fog, your purple sepals curve back ardently, while royal standards, erect and tall, arch over where we begin.